Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Bless you. Can we just bless His name and thank Him? Bless Him, honor, glorify His name. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Have your seat in God's presence. Happy Father's Day, church. You know, fit answer. If my Mother's Day now, everywhere upside down. I say, Happy Father's Day, church. Many of you now don't get respect. We even they enter church, you know, they greet us. Fathers, am I speaking your mind? Fathers are even frowning. If you check the WhatsApp status of many people on Mother's Day, 3 days to Mother's Day, you will see various pictures of mothers. 2 days after Mother's Day, you will see pictures of mothers. Go and check WhatsApp status today. If you see the pictures of fathers. Do you know what? I lost my dad 22 years ago. I was not like, Mother's Day, I put my mom's picture. Let me look for my daddy's picture. I don't know where to start from to look for the picture. Where do I start? Maybe I have to go to Goman Shaw and look for all those old photo albums. That's if rats are not dead with those photo albums. So, to even put a picture of my father, I don't have a picture to put. I have a picture of my mom. My mom just passed away maybe 2 years ago. My dad, 22 years. So, maybe there's a reason. So, I have an excuse for you. Why I don't have my father's picture. I think the circle of non-celebration of fathers is partly problem of fathers or problems of men also. Even the people seated here as fathers on Mother's Day, pictures, different pictures of mothers. You know, some posted 50 to an extent that the WhatsApp this thing was everywhere on social media. Mothers. But the men, inclusive, today is Father's Day. No picture of father. To an extent that you were entering church, nothing happened. I want to thank God for Tinubu and Egbekini Iwa Emiloko. Without that slogan, we would have forgotten Father's Day. Do you understand Egbekini Iwa? Our local. Even with the noise of our local, what happened to us? Lamentation of Pastor Abiodun Aribike. It's not a lamentation. It's just to get your attention as we move forward. Luke 1:17, which is a quote from the book of Malachi. Can we start from there? And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I'm interested in the B part of that scripture. So the call of God on Elijah, the call of God on John the Baptist, one of the call and the purpose of the life of Elam, John the Baptist and Elijah is what? To turn the heart of the fathers to the children. You can't see anywhere in the scripture where it is written to turn the heart of the mothers to the children. Because the heart of a mother is continuously, perpetually with the children. But the instruction
to John the Baptist is that as you preach the word, your word must turn the heart of the fathers to the mothers. The theme for this year's Father's Day is Friendly Father. I want to handle that at the third service. At the third service, I want to talk to the fathers. The first, second service, I want to take the liberty to talk to others, fathers and everybody, and fathers inclusive. Exodus 30, verse 12. Exodus 30, verse 12. So remember, according to as we preach the word, our word, the word we preach, must turn the fathers to their children. So that shows that many times there are problems between fathers and their children. Those kind of problems, you don't see those kind of problems between the mothers and the children. Exodus 20 verse 12. And I want all of us to read it together. Let's go. One, two, go. Yeah, pause there. According to the power invested in me today, we are going to end it there. But let's go. Let's go. One, two, go. Honor your father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land with thy God. Give me another translation. ESV, NIV. I like reading the way I speak. Shall thou come to church today? Comest thou to celebrate it on Father's Day? I don't speak like that. I prefer preaching and reading where I preach. Okay, let's go again together. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving me. This is one of the most forgotten commandments in the Ten Commandments. Honor must be given to our parents. Whatever I say today is for a father and a mother. But because it's Father's Day, I want to be specific about the issues of fathers. Do you notice that even on Father's Day, we utilize we honor our mothers even on Father's Day? You discover that on Father's Day, some people say, thank God for my mother who was my father. You understand that? And most of those things are done by men. I'm not even talking about women. It's one of the commandments that we forget. Some are very lucky. They had great fathers. They had loving fathers. They had faithful fathers. They have fathers who were mothers. They have generous fathers. And they have sacrificial fathers. So when you say honor your father, it is very easy for them to honor. Very, very easy. Because their fathers deserve it. But note from this scripture, the Bible is not saying honor your good father. It's saying honor your father. And for some people, your mother, since you were young, have put some things in your mind against your father. That honoring your father has become something difficult for you to do. Remember, honor your father. Some people never met their fathers. They are alive, but they are non-existent in the life of their children. Some people, their father was not available all through the time he was born. One of my sons called me some time ago, was about to wed and called me and said, I have issues. What is the issue? He said, now that I want to get wedded, that is when I am getting to know my real father. Said that I didn't know that the person I've been calling my father all my life is not my biological father. Until a week to the wedding, some time ago, that is why somebody came and said, I am your father. And they must put me on the program. I must wear the same clothes. The guy was shocked. He wrote to me, chatted me up at that time. I didn't know how to respond. So for a father that that has been absent. How do you honor such a father? But remember, the commandment of the Lord is constant. Honor your father. Pastor, how do I honor my father when he has not been good to me? Honor your father. There is no end point to it. Childhood, adulthood, honor your father. Pastor, you don't know who my father is. That's why it's easy for you to say that. Pastor, you don't know what my father did to me. You don't know. The Father's Day to me is a sad day because I don't want to remember the memory of my father. It still does not change the instruction of the Lord for us to honor our father. For some people, Father's Day is a sad day because on Father's Day, they remember the treatment meted unto them by their fathers and the treatment meted on their mothers by their so-called father. So on Father's Day, many people are angry, many are bitter, some are resentful, some don't want to talk about their father again, some don't come to church on Father's Day, some are frustrated because of the kind of father they have. Sir, fathers here, what is your wife telling your children about you? What did your mother tell you about your father? Honor your father. Showing honor may be difficult or seems impossible many times under some conditions. But please consider this. I always like asking, I ask this question whenever I want to teach about marriage. And every time I have asked, I discover that between 3-5% answer in the affirmative. Anybody here that your parent called you before and told you about how to live a married life? But that's not what I want to ask today. Any man here that your father called you and systematically trained you on how to be a father? In Africa, parenting is pay as you go, resolve as it comes. Whether you like, learn from me. Whether you don't like, learn from me. You will soon become a father. Do it anyhow you want. Many people here have never read a book about parenting before. Many fathers have never read a book about fathering before. They have not learned from anybody's experience. So when the issues of life happen, they don't know how to handle it. Please, I beg you, don't blame your father too much. He was not trained. I'm even talking about the people whose fathers were at home. Did you remember those days when your father horns the car when he's coming home? What happens? Everybody runs. Do you think your father was told that whenever he's coming, everybody must run? No. Your father learned from his father and from people around that a father is a policeman. And when you press the horn, including your wife, everybody scatters. Do I have a witness in the house? In fact, some of you have a mark to show for running. Maybe here, maybe there, somewhere you have a mark to show for running. Many of our fathers never had models. They never had mentors. And I discovered that in this time and age, with knowledge everywhere, we are still living like our fathers. You know this echo of men. Don't want to learn from anybody. The people, that's the way you're talking, I go see. Do you know what he's going through again also? Now you know, please say I'd be better father, better father. Me self, I know say I'd be better father. Men with their ego is putting them into trouble. That is why some of you will be lonely till you die from age 55. They would have left home because you never learned from another person, from people that have experience. You had no model, you had no mentor that would teach you how to train your children, how to have a relationship with your children. The only example you knew is everybody scatter. You get home, you have no, you are not fighting your wife. When the food comes, you sit down, you frown your face because your father frowns while eating the past. You are frowning your face in 2022 to your children. Ah, I pity you. They will soon travel abroad. Your wife will do no mugo. You will be in Nigeria. Our fathers had no mentors. They didn't have the opportunity that most of us have. Men, I beg you, don't let our ego put us into trouble. It's time to learn how to be a father. Many of them did not know anything better. Many relied on trial and error, the same way we are learning by trial and error. Many of us are traditionalists. That's the way it was. That's the way it is. That's the way it will ever be. That is how our father used to do it. Yes, in that generation, no internet, no TikTok, no Facebook, no Twitter. What they are teaching your children on those platforms, if you don't take care, they will soon rise up against you. It's a different generation. Fathering is constant. The methods can change. Let's make the job of honoring fathers easy for the children. Our fathers are human also. Please, I beg children here. And anybody that have a father, no matter your age, you are part of the children I'm talking to. Can we listen to the perspective of our fathers? Many men don't talk. Women do all the talking. One of my daughters, I called Sebin one day and said, we want to know about your past, your family. I don't see anything. My wife must have repeated her own experiences maybe 30 times. Me, I've not even brought, me when I get my picture of my father, I've not even brought the picture to say, this is your grandfather. Because before they were born, the man don't go. Fathers don't talk. It's time for us to listen to the perspective of our fathers. They never had the opportunity to tell their stories. They never had the opportunity to tell us their side of a story. We have heard the side of a story of our mothers over and over again. Just a sentence from your father can change everything you have against your father. If only you will listen to the perspective. Do you know? There are many people that their fathers are still alive. We don't know. Some time ago, one of our friends lost their mother. And while we're talking, planning for the burial, we got to know that he had a father. So my wife now said, do you know this man has a father? I said, I didn't know. He has never, as close as we were, he has never mentioned the father before. We know the mother, but we don't know the father. And the father was alive. It's time to hear the perspective of our fathers. Fathers, you know those, when they grow up, they will know. It will be late for you when they grow up. They need to hear your perspective of the issues. They need to hear your perspective of the problem. They need to see your perspective. Or else, your old age might not be palatable. So, we need to hear our perspective. Our fathers are human. They have taken terrible and unwise decisions in the past. Many of them have made wrong choices. So have you. Many of them abandoned their roles and you are hurt. Sorry, sir. Many of them were present, but they were not involved. Many of them were controlling. Many of them gave you inhuman treatment. Many live their life through you. You know, he wanted to become a medical doctor. He couldn't pass exam. So he forced you to pass the exam he couldn't pass, so that he can say, I have a medical doctor at home. Some have agenda of 5 lawyers from their family, 3 accountants. From the childhood, they are already living their lives through their children. And some have that against their parents now. But if my father has left me to read the course I wanted to read, I would not have ended up the way I am now. We have many people that are not good in mathematics. The father said, I want an engineer, an accountant, a doctor, a lawyer. And which one is the 50 one that you people want? A pastor. Many are still carrying the wounds of fatherhood, of their fathers. For some of you, your father placed unrealistic expectations on you. I'm sorry if I'm bringing out some things you don't want to remember. But for us to be able to honor our fathers the way we have to honor them, we need to talk about these things. So marry the second wife, and your family was upside down after that. You never knew peace again. For some of you, the way your father lived made you the butt of a joke in the environment. Some people's fathers were drunkards. In the morning, they come and call them to go and carry their fathers from the ditch. There are many people that have lived. If you know me, you know. Many people have lived with me across time. There was a day, one of the people that my brother, in fact, yesterday was his birthday, came home. Why? We were asleep when he came. Why he came to the house, unknown to us, he was sick. So he struggled to enter the house and went to the toilet or bedroom. And then he slumped in the bedroom. There was another person who was sleeping with us at that time, whose father was a drunkard. So before her, the father has always been slumping. They opened up, father they come, he slumped. So they leave daddy there, daddy wakes up. Unknown to in our mentality, when a man slumps anywhere, the man was drunk. We thank God we didn't lose his brother. He slumped, fainted, was there. The lady just went into the room and slept. Why? The picture she has of a man was from a father. The father Nasha, your master, so Islam. Imagining you marrying that kind of a woman, what happens to you? And you are, you have to settle the matter and say, I'm not a drunkard, we don't follow. If I fall, you must rush, or else. If papa don't teach him, say, when a man falls, he will stand up later, after hangover. May you not be hangover. Amen. What do we do? You need to understand this. That our parents and our fathers have seasonal authorities that deserve perpetual honor. When you turn 21, 25, your father does not have the kind of authority he has over you in the past. In fact, when you get married, it moves to adversary. When a father and a mother does not understand their changing roles, they cause their daughter and son-in-law's problems. Your authority over your children is seasonal. Their honoring you is perpetual. That is why it is stupid, that question people ask, if you are going out with your wife and your mother, who will sit in the front? When I was not married and in their house, my mother sits in the front. Now that I'm married, my wife sits in the front if she wants. She can give it over to my mother. It is not a question. It might be in your house. In my house, it's not. Because authority of my parents are seasonal. The strength of our authority is seasonal. The authority wanes as time goes on. Then my honor for my mother and my father is perpetual. Please, men, understand this. You have been in trouble Because you don't have an understanding of this. Do we understand what I'm talking about? The authority of our parents over our life has seasonal. The honor we give them are perpetual. Why then do we have to give honor to our father? Because it is often said, I don't want to say the Bible said, I forgot to check if it was in the Bible. But I feel it is in the Bible. But I don't like saying it is in the Bible when it's not in the Bible. Heaven help them with help themselves. Godliness is next to cleanliness. That's not what I'm talking about. Honor must be given to whom honor is due. Why must we honor our father? Honor must be given to whom honor is due. I attended a wedding of a close distant, and I saw the father with the agbada dancing, moving up and down, greeting people everywhere. And then I got to know the family and discover that when she was 5 or 7, the father abandoned the family and went away. Went with another woman. The children never knew him. Had no relationship, whatever. But as they were getting old, they were just saying, let's just forgive this man. Let's just help. If you saw that man on the wedding day, you will not know that he had no one naira contribution to the marriage. And he had no contribution to their life. But on the day, he was wearing one white agbada like some people are wearing today. I hope you are not messing up in your family also. You are laughing at me. You know the way where Yoruba man, they roll agbada. I will do that in the third service for you. Honor must be given to whom honor is due. By that experience at that wedding, I fell in love with those people. The way you were treated, you still gave honor to your father like this. Nobody can know, except they are close to the family, that this father is a terrible father and does not deserve this. But the father made honor. They made honor available to the father. Listen, honor whoever honor is due to. If there is something we have lost as a generation, is the value of honor. You know, everybody can call himself Akuruka on Facebook and on Twitter and insult everybody, especially the obedient people, the Jagabandis, and the articulated people. All the three of them are horrible people. You understand what I'm talking about? Insulting everybody online. People that you will prostrate before offline. There's no honor again. Honor must be given to whom honor is due, even though he does not deserve it. Are we in church? That is one. Number two. And before I go on, since I mentioned Jagabandis, can I advise you as youth in the church? Don't lose one of your friends because of politics. You will pay for it. Don't say, anyone that does not support Tinubu is a stupid person. If I don't support him, you have called me stupid. I will deal with you offline. And the members of this church, I will deal with offline. I'm just joking. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The people that will help you in the future are on your social media. Don't follow the trend. Support the person you want to vote for. Be passionate about the person. Do everything you want to do for the person. But don't insult any other person and lose friendship because of that. After all, we are not even sure if the guy is going to win. Which of them? Articulated, Jagabandis, and obituary. Okay, obedience. Let's come and talk about our fathers. That is one. Number two, why do we have to honor our parents, our father especially? Because it is an instruction of the Lord. God did not give instruction at the beginning of the world. He gave this instruction on Mount Sinai. Therefore, that means God would have seen the mess up of many fathers. He would have seen the inadequacies of many fathers. He would have seen the failure of many fathers. He saw all of this. And he came and said, honor your father. He saw it. He said, honor your father. He could say that because he is the ultimate father. And he understands the struggles of fatherhood. Honor your father because it is an instruction from the Lord. Honoring your father carries the same weight as you obeying every other commandment in the scripture. Why do we have to honor our father? Honor must be given to whom honor is due, and our father deserve honor, even if they are good or bad. Why should we honor our fathers? We should honor them because it is an instruction from the word of God. Why should we honor our fathers? Leviticus. Let's do Proverbs 23:22. Can we all read together? Is he on the screen yet? Okay, let's go. One, two, go. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Listen, why must we honor our father? According to the Bible, they brought us into this world. In fact, Solomon said, who gave you life? We know it's God that gives life. God gave us life, but it's our father and our mother that brought us into the world. Why should you honor your father? Because he brought you into the world. As I will honor him if he has given back to me in America, not in Nigeria. Enjoy Nigeria. Soon you will go to America. And you will know that it's not different. It's a mentality that is different. If only some people will tell you the truth, you might not go for passport except for visitation. Are those places better? They might be. Depending on what you want. I had a friend that said, I will not live in a country where I have nothing to complain about. He said, it will be so boring. Do you understand that? That is somebody that has stayed in Nigeria for long. That thing don't affect his mentality. He must always go, ah, this Nepal. This. So he... So the guy said, people are abroad. What do they complain about? So if I come to see, we have nothing to talk about. After I say good morning, that's all. Road good. You know, the road, that road too good. Though. This life, it did too much. No. So I will not live in the country where I have nothing to complain about. I say, that's your name. Just come and say, ah, Buhari. Oh my God. Honor your father because it was the father that brought you to the world. In other words, we are saying, honor your father because God chose them. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter your circumstance of your birth, rape, whatever it is, God chose them. He said, this guy that is going to be glorious, this guy that has a glorious destiny, this is coming through this man and this woman. God chose them. And he never makes a mistake. So the one that God chose for you is the best for you. You might not agree, but he is the best for you. He is human and might have failed, but he still the best bringing you to the heart. He might have failed in his responsibility, but he was still, or is still the best to bring you to life. Honor your father. God is the one that gave you life. And you are wonderfully and beautifully made. Do you understand that? Whatever your father looks like, your mother looks like, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. Do you know that if you think you are ugly, you look ugly? Do you know that if you feel ugly, you look ugly? If you feel poor, you look poor. You exist poor. You attract poverty. The way you were treated does not matter. The way you reacted, your reaction to your treatment is where you are. If you think you cannot make it, you cannot make it. If you think Nigeria is a place people suffer, NYSC, now your suffering continues. Are we seeing, George? Honor because they brought you to life. Let me take two more. Honor your father because your relationship with your father affects your relationship with God. It's only a father that shares a title with God. And fathers, please listen to me. I've taught this in the past. Listen to me. If you don't father your children well, they may have a warped view of God. Some people, when they say God is good, it's difficult for them to understand the goodness of God because their father was never good. A man that has been well fathered, whose father had a good relationship with him, and his father was a source, his father was a provider, his father was there. When they tell him about God, it's easier for him to understand because he has a model at home. Go and check it. People that do not have good relationship with their parents have difficulties understanding relationship with God and enjoying relationship with God. In fact, they are the ones that teach most about God be angry. Beware of the judgment and the fire of God. The fire of God will soon come and consume all of you. Go and check it. Go and check their relationship with your father. Their father was always beating them. There are some people, they are always there thinking, if I do one mistake now, God will just throw me to hell. They look at God like somebody having a cane that wants to hit them. Go and check it. In the morning, they were woken up by cane. Going to school by cane. Coming back, welcome by cane. Eating cane. In fact, when they want to feed them, did they do that to you, stubborn boy? Your relationship with your father affects your relationship with God. The last thing I want to talk about. 2012. Let's read it together. Exodus 2012. Can we read together? Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God. Honor your father for their blessings attached to it. So, living long might not necessarily be by prayer. Living long might be by honor to your parents. So, many can pray it and not have it. Many might not pray it, but honor their father and their mother, and they will live long. Are we here? So, if you are supposed to live, let me do mathematics that this is just meant for a joke. If you are meant to live for 100 years, to 50-50, honor your mother 50%. Honor your father 50%. If you are honoring your mother and not honoring your father, you might not live up to 100. No proof, no calculation, no biblical. It is a building theory. But think about it. Are we here? Think about it. And for all the men in the house waiting, saying, Papa, no try. At least you have done the good one. I see 18, 21-year-old people on social media say, adulthood has come. I don't know, saying that the thing be like that. You don't know. Don't worry. You just start. You never marry. You never pay school fees. But you dey write. You dey write for Facebook. You dey write. We did it. We dey watch. We are living long. We are watching you. We have record of all you have written in the past. We will remind you. Yeah, my father. Thank God for my mother. What a terrible father I have. No worry. We will see, soon dedicate your children. We will see what they will be saying about you. Honor your father. Not because he deserves it, but because honor is due to whom honor. You give honor to one. Do you know? Many of you here, I've heard you said many terrible things about the president. But do you know that if he walks into this place, you know that he will stand up, whether you like it or not? Do you know that he will stand up, whether you like it or not? Make you not stand up, make you see now. Make you will disappear for 30 days. Why? Honor is given to whom honor is due. Not because he deserves it, is your honor. Your father is your honor. No matter your experience, no matter what your mom told you, no matter how you saw, what you saw, call your father today. Some of us wish we can call our fathers. I've shared with you, when I lost my father, something died in me. Some of you think I have a drive. My drive died. I became late by after I lost my father. It was at the death of my father that I knew my drive, my passion, and my forcefulness was the fact that I want to be all the best for my father and somebody I want my father to be proud of. I didn't know until he died. And that thing died in me. That is who you are to your children. If you are a good father, your children can be whatever they want to be in life, no matter your present circumstance. I beg you in the name of the Lord, church, our parents deserve honor. I don't want to read some scriptures which says bed will remove the eye of a person with no honor. Do you know that if you say anything negative against your parents, we are supposed to stone you to death? But that was Old Testament. Jesus has come and redeemed us. But spiritually, some people are being stoned spiritually. That is why your hand is not touching that thing. God bless you alone from your father, no matter how crooked he was or is, can change your destiny forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? When my mom was alive on my birthday, she calls me and prays for me. When I started having understanding of some things, I would call her before my birthday and say, 12 a.m., don't sleep. She was in Ghana then. Don't sleep. I'm going to call you. My birthday, 12 a.m., I will call my mother. Oh yeah, bless me. If I had my father alive at that time, I would have done the same thing. They might not be worth it. It's just like if you like your pastor or not, he has some blessings that God has deposited in him for you. That is why the fivefold ministry is a gift to the church. Your pastor is a gift to you. It doesn't matter whether you like him or not, he likes his message or not. Him, only stretching and your direction can change your destiny forever. You might not be in talking time, it doesn't matter. Your parents deserve honor. Can we bow our heads and just stand here? Let's thank him. Let's thank him. We bless you. Help us. For some of us, it's not easy to do this. But Lord, give me the grace and empowerment to do the right thing. To give honor to my father on this day. Help me to give honor to my father today. Lord, help me. As fathers in the house, can we pray that, oh Lord, help me live my life in the way that makes my children, makes it easy for my children to honor me. Give me the grace and empowerment to live my life in a way that makes it easy for my children to honor me. Give me the grace to live my life in a way that makes it easy for my children to honor me. We thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If your father is still alive, call your father. Honor your father. Do we understand? If your father, if your Lord is now our fathers who are in heaven, like some of us, God help you. May the Lord bless you all. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.